USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bitter cold is causing havoc for millions of travelers. In the West, the northbound lanes of I-5 heading into Oregon have now reopened. Hundreds were stranded on the freeway for hours. KXL reporter Annette Newell.
The blizzard forced a shutdown that lasted for hours from southern Oregon to northern California. Dozens of miles of four major highways in the Cascades also shut down, the worst on record, according to the Oregon Department of Transportation's Gary Leeming.
I've been with this agency nearly 20 years. I can't think of a Thanksgiving this bad.
Though most highways are back open, they're still requiring drivers to use tire chains.
The big freeze stretches across most of the country.
Winds right now across the Great Lakes gusting over 40, close to 50 miles an hour. And tomorrow, up and down the eastern seaboard, especially in the northeast, winds will be gusting close to 40 miles an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump put the Mexican government on the defensive as he said he would absolutely move ahead with plans to designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Through an interpreter, Mexican President Andre Manuel López Obrador pushed back.
I only need to say cooperation, yes. Interventionism, no.
There are still concerns over high winds for Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, but workers went ahead and inflated the giant character balloons near New York's Museum of Natural History. Macy's executive parade producer, Susan Trochero, says some of the old favorites are back again this year.
We have Snoopy coming back as astronaut Snoopy. This is the 8th version of Snoopy in this year's parade, so we are so excited to have Snoopy return and celebrate the landing of the moon, 50 years this year. And then we have Smokey Bear. Smokey Bear's coming back, 75th anniversary. Really excited to have Smokey join us again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As Alzheimer's Awareness Month is winding down, experts have a message for all of us. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Experts are using this opportunity to explain that dementia is an umbrella term and that Alzheimer's is really only one form of chronic memory loss. The experts say that while there are differences, unfortunately, all forms of dementia have things in common in that there is currently no prevention, treatment, or cure. There are a lot of people who don't understand that Alzheimer's is not just an issue of grandma forgetting something. It's a fatal disease, and they say it needs more research so that someday there may be both predictors and cures. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Parents are being warned about some toys that feature modern-day technology. Don Clemens reports.
The annual Troubled in Toyland list has been compiled for the last 34 years by the Texas Public Interest Research Group. And this Christmas, spokesman Bay Scoggin tells us about toys that listen to your children.
So these are toys that are responding to voice commands, which is great. On the other hand, those toys are also keeping that information on servers. Now, those servers, they're not up to any necessary standard, and so we worry that the information, the data for your kids could be stolen if those servers got compromised in any way.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.